Welcome to Vitality Made Simple. The following production is for educational and entertainment purposes only. If you need medical advice, call your doctor. Now, let's go to Vitality Made Simple.
Welcome to Vitality Made Simple. This is the podcast that equips you to feel better, to look better, and to enjoy better relationships. You know, life is all about relationships, and the better we feel, the easier relationships are. I'm your host, Dr. Debbie Osment, and I sincerely thank you for joining me. Now, vitality is all about living with more physical and mental energy, and there's so many things we think about when we think about vitality and slowing the rate of aging. You know, that's what it boils down to. I often use the term anti-aging, but I really don't think that's a great term. It's really slowing the rate of aging, living with health, living with energy, minimizing your doctor visits. So today I'm going to talk about something that's really going to kind of surprise you. You know how I like to keep things simple, and I like to talk about how we need to live by our design. You know, when we think about health, we think about food, we think about exercise, sleep, water, detox, all those things that we all love to learn more about. But what about words? How do words impact our rate of aging? You know, we often have negative self-talk. We talk about other people negatively. We speak words of fear. We often, you know, see the worst in any situation or in another person. And I want to just briefly tell you that that's been studied and it really impacts the rate of aging. So let's start with the science. There's a really good book by Mr. Masaru Emoto. He's from Japan and I tried to find him to actually interview him. He wrote a book about the messages from water. I will cite that book in the show notes. But unfortunately, Mr. Emoto has already passed away. But his work provides a lot of great factual evidence about the human vibrational energy of words and music and how they affect the molecular structure of water. Now, water is essential to life, and it's important to remember that water comprises over 70% of a mature human body, and you know, water covers 70% of our planet Earth. So water is super important, and we can't live very long without water. So, Dr. Emoto froze droplets of water, and then he examined them under a special type of dark field microscope. And in his book, it's a small book and it's a very quick read, but it has great pictures. And his work demonstrated the diversity of the molecular structure of water based on different sounds, based on different words, you know, basically the effect of the environment on the molecular structure of the water. And he actually took pictures with this super strong microscope. It's incredible. Now, he compared fresh, clean spring water with polluted water. And the fresh, clean spring water would be this beautiful design. The polluted water was just, you know, discombobulated and with no structure. He did all kinds of things. He would play like classical music, Beethoven, and it would form one way. He would play Bach, and it would form another way. Interestingly, he has a picture of some music that's designed specifically for healing, and it forms this beautiful crystalline structure. Now, it goes both ways. It's not just all positive. He also, say, put on heavy metal music, and it looked very, very different. Those water molecules definitely reacted very differently than they did from the healing music or from the classical music. Now, one of the very amazing things that he did was to type words on a piece of paper and tape these words to the bottom of a glass bottle filled with distilled water, and he would leave that on overnight. For example, he put the words thank you on the bottle of water, And then the next day, he looked to see what the geometric pattern of the water crystals were. And he shows that in his book. It's just beautiful. It's a gorgeous picture. He did love. He did appreciation. That sort of looked like a cluster of diamonds to me. But then he also did the words, you make me sick, I will kill you, which, you know, is just, it just raises emotion in you if you're even hearing this. And this word structure had a very creepy configuration. It was very erratic and disjointed. It is so interesting. Now, he's not the only one that's looked at this. You know, our cells have this vibrational energy, and there's just so much more to feeling good than some of the basic things. And I think this is very exciting because this area of vitality and of health and of healing is within our reach. It crosses all economic barriers, all languages. Super exciting. Now he took polluted water from the Fujiwara Dam that was in Japan, and that was real toxic water, and it just looked horrible, absolutely horrible. But then he had someone pray over that water, and even though it was toxic, it totally changed into a beautiful symmetry, and he compares it in the book. Super, super fun to see. You know, water, when it's got good words and is clean, it has a very natural, harmonious, geometric symmetry. So he looked at all kinds of things. He looked at clean water, contaminated water, good music, bad music, negative words, positive words, you know, water from the cleanest spring in the world and water from the most dirty place in the world. Super interesting. This water really has a vibrational energy. And since we are 70% water, it makes a huge difference to our health spans. Now, I fully believe that God said it first. And I love to see that science proves what the Bible says. It just happens so often. There's a lot of science in the Bible, and there's a lot of good practical health information that that it's really easily, can be easily dismissed. But we're not going to dismiss it here at Vitality Made Simple. You know, in Proverbs 18:21, it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. So you know, it matters what you say. And of course, I talk about this a lot when people get some kind of diagnosis. You know, I always say, don't take the curse. Don't make that your identity. Don't make negative things take root in your life. Don't wear the jersey. You know, speak words of life to yourself and to other people. It really metabolically will make a difference. There's another great verse in Proverbs 16:24 that says, pleasant words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the bones. That is the scripture. That is the word of God. And so we can really trust that, and we can choose life. I think we have to make it a matter of habit. You know, one of my favorite dead guys is Donald Hebb. He's the developer of the Hebbian law, probably about 100 years ago. And he was a neuroscientist. He talked about how neurons that fire together wire together. In other words, repetitive thoughts create stronger neural networks in your brain. So when you think something over and over, whether negative or positive, it gets easier to think. So you want to change that. And you can change that when you know that your thoughts are impacting your physiology, then I think you're more motivated to change. And of course, if someone else's words impact you, then I think we have to just like say out loud, you know, I don't accept that. I do not take that curse on me, whatever it is. You know, God can help us change. We live in a world that words are spewed way too easily, and they are actually hurting people's health. You hear that, you know, those words inflamed somebody. Well, it probably is that they're actually causing chronic inflammation, the basis of all these chronic inflammatory diseases that we talk about every week and that we want to avoid. So I've got something on my website that's free, totally free, no gimmicks. It's called the Fearless 40, and it's 40 scriptures that lots of people have started memorizing. And it starts to, you know, rewire your brain away from fear, away from negativity, and into a more faith-filled life. Faith-filled life. And that will translate, I believe, into greater vitality. So remember, speak life. Speak it to yourself. Speak it to other people. And all that water that we're created with is probably going to react positively. I hope this helps you. Thanks for listening today. Vitality Made Simple is now in 122 countries and 4,165 cities as of today. And because of this research, you're not going to hear me say that I'm a social media loser anymore. No, I am good at social media and I am getting better at social media. So join me on Instagram. We're having lots of fun there. Share this podcast with somebody who has a few minutes. Hope it will encourage them. So many things that make us stronger, that make us more mentally alert, are within our grasp, and they are free. Choose life. Thank you. Blessings until next time.